Hey, how you doing? This is Tony from Finding Subjects Podcast for today's quickie. You know, on a podcast page, on a Facebook page, right, Finding Subjects Podcast, you get people who follow you. And then I, in return, will follow them. And if I haven't followed you yet, I'm going to get to it. Trust me. I'm working on it. But when I follow you, I'll read what you're posting. And a lot of times you guys inspire me and us here at the podcast. And it's nice. It's kind of like, hopefully we're inspiring you, you're inspiring us, and that's what it's all about, right? So today, a guy who participates a lot, man, he'll make a comment here and there. I like that. His name's Herb, and he posts a lot of cool stuff as well. And today's was inspiring to me, and this is what Herb put up today. Most important thing I've learned over the years is that if someone wanted to, they would. Remember that. That is a deep statement as far as I'm concerned, because it really rang a bell in my head. I'm one of those people pleasers, right? That you go through life and, you know, I'm just trying to do good. I'm just trying to do right by everybody. And you go through life sometimes doing that and really just trying to, like, all the way down the line. But sometimes, a lot of times, you don't get it back. And you're like, what's up with that? And I've learned in life that because you think something, you believe something, doesn't mean someone else is holding you maybe in the same regard. It doesn't mean like they don't like you or they hate you. It's just maybe you're not the same level as you are to them. And that's okay. And I've learned that's okay. Recently I put something up as, you know, if you do something from your heart and you respect nothing back, you'll never be disappointed. But that's hard for people like me when you give out, right? Oh, excuse me, a little indigestion there. When you're giving out and you hope to get it back in a way. But then I kind of stopped doing that. I just kind of like, listen, I'm going to do what is good for me and what I want to do. And like this little quote says, that Herb put up today. It's kind of cool. Most important thing I've learned over the years is that if somebody wanted to, they would. And you can, you know, just remember that it says, how it ends. If somebody wanted to, they would. Man, you can just insert all kinds of stuff there. And if you think about that, that can kind of help you get through a whole lot of things. Understanding a whole lot of things better. Understanding people a whole lot better, and where you kind of like fall on that. Let's just take, for instance, something that I did one time. I just dropped a hoagie off at a buddy's house. He's like, what's this for? I said, you know what? I got a hoagie, and I'm like, who would really appreciate a hoagie like this? I know somebody who would. So I dropped a hoagie off at the dude's house. He's looking at me like, okay, that's cool. And he's like, well, can I pay you for it? I'm like, dude, I don't do things for that. I did it because I thought you'd think it's cool and you would appreciate it. Oh, yeah, great. Now, you gotta understand, not everybody's like that. But I'm like that. I like to do things. I like to reach out and call somebody sometime. There's people I don't get to do that for. And that's my bad. Because I guess, like this statement says, that if I really wanted to, then I would. And what gets in our way? Procrastination, maybe? I'll get to it later. A lot of things. Life gets in the way. And then suddenly, time, the thief that it is, reminds you that, wow, dude, you never got back to that person. And maybe, in an instance, in many instances, I'm sure, there's a reason why. It just, again, life happened. But be that as it may, let this little quote that Herb put up today, that really inspired me and hit me good, inspire you. Once again, most important thing I've learned over the years is that if somebody wanted to, then they would. So, if that's the case, and maybe sit down like I always talk about with this little pad and pencil here, and do your little to-do list, because we are so busy in the digital age these days, right? We just can't get to the simple things like maybe phoning a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. And you can say, well, no, I really want to. I just haven't gotten to it yet, Tone. So don't get to that place later on in the future when time has robbed you of hours and days and you're 10 years from now. And you could say to yourself, you know, I really wanted to, and I didn't. Maybe you got to make the time for it. Because if somebody really wanted to, then they would. Right? That's it, folks. Have a great day. And hey, I would love if you guys would follow the page so I can follow you back. Please share the message. If you like what's happening here on Finding Subjects Podcast, just say hello and follow. Maybe we can grow this together. All right. Take care. Have a great day. That's it. See ya. Peace.